all this week, we've been looking at the issue of domestic abuse. Well, today we conclude our series there. A new campaign to highlight the help available has been set up by Surrey Police. Yesterday, we spoke with a group who help those in need. Now, domestic abuse affects one in four women and one in six men in Surrey at some point in their life. Most of this week, we have been hearing from people affected by domestic violence, mostly from the female side. But this morning, we thought we would focus a little bit on the male side. Fiamma Pather is CEO of Your Sanctuary in Woking. Good morning.
Good morning.
As we said, domestic abuse affects women and men, but doesn't necessarily, when you talk about domestic abuse, it's not always men that come to your mind, is it, immediately?
No, it isn't. And I think, unfortunately, people have in their minds a sort of stereotype that actually men are too big and strong to experience domestic abuse. And that's absolutely not really what it's about. A lot of men, as you've said, do experience domestic abuse. They may not experience physical abuse, but they may experience quite high levels of psychological and emotional abuse, which we know from speaking with our clients actually has much longer standing effects than some of the physical side. Although we do meet male victims who've experienced the most horrendous physical abuse from their female partners.
Can you tell us some of the stories that you've come across, Fiamma?
Well, you know, we've had one client, quite a young man, who had a very successful career in the city, who met a woman, and the relationship moved on very, very quickly, which seems to be quite a common theme. The relationship moved on very quickly. They moved in together. She started to control his life, really, cut him off from his friends and family, made it very difficult for him to go to work. He eventually lost his job. Some of the physical attacks that she perpetrated against him has ended up in him being quite disabled and unable now to drive. These are long-term effects. So even though he's now out of that relationship, his ability to work has been massively affected. The emotional trauma of that has remained with him for many years. Also not to forget that men in same-sex relationships are also very much at risk of abuse, and their problems in disclosing are even more difficult, because sometimes they have not come out yet to their friends and their families and their colleagues, and their abusive partner will threaten them and say, if you tell anybody about this abuse, then I'll out you to everybody. And so they remain quiet about it.
Now, part of this campaign is to highlight the help available and also to get people to come forward earlier. Listening over the week, we know that is working with women. Slowly but surely, more and more women are coming forward at an earlier stage rather than waiting until the desperate times that they encounter. Is that harder for a man? Are they less likely to come forward or seek help?
Yes, I think they're less likely because, one, they feel that they won't be believed. People won't believe, you know, that you're a man and you're being affected by domestic abuse. They think they won't be believed. And they're told by their perpetrator that they won't be believed. They don't know that there's help out there. And as I say, if you're experiencing psychological and emotional abuse, you may not even recognize actually what's happening to you. So I would say to people out there, you know, if you are frightened of your partner, then that can't be right. If they're making you feel bad about yourself, if you feel humiliated, if you're earning money and yet all your money is going to your partner, then you may be in an abusive relationship and there is help out there. We have a specialist male service that we host here at Your Sanctuary, but actually covers the whole of Surrey. We're very lucky from that perspective that we've been funded to provide that. So there are people that men can speak to, another man that they can speak to, who will believe them and who will empathise and will be able to offer information and support to them.
So Fiamma, if anyone's listening and they do recognise any of that and want to get in contact, how do they get in contact with Your Sanctuary?
The easiest way is to phone our helpline. It's 24 hours a day, every day of the year. And the telephone number is 01483 776822. And even if you're not experiencing it yourself, but you're worried about your son, your brother, your friend, or a colleague. You know, suddenly they're more absent from work. They appear very stressed and depressed. Then phone the helpline and we'll be able to offer you some support around what you might be able to do to help your family member or friend or colleague.
Fiamma, thank you for speaking to us this morning. That's Fiamma Pather, CEO of Your Sanctuary in Woking. That helpline number again for you is 01483 77 68 22. If you didn't catch that, you can give us a call and we will pass that number on to you. So 370 411 1046.
It's BBC Surrey.